Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Media Network. Yes, this is Scarlett, and it's come to Scarlett's attention through the Ridian City organization that they let me know that Ridian City has copyright theft happening all over the company. Someone is being a fake Ridian City, I'm telling you. The letter came through and said that somebody is using the name Ridian City, pretending to be an artist and a freelancer, and it's an Instagram and Facebook, and it's fake. And the reason it is fake and can be proved because Ridian City is actually copywritten in the Library of Congress, okay, for being an illustrator, and the logo is copyright. The name is and the logo. And now letters have been sent, and from what I understand was told to me, letters have been sent to both Instagram and through Facebook to the Meta business people, which is ran by Mark Zuckerberg. I got news to you, Mr. Zuckerberg. The Ridian City organization has demanded that those two pages be removed, one from Instagram and one from Facebook. And if that is not going to happen, you will be held to the highest of the law, because it is illegal to steal under copyright law. Premeditated, and that is a criminal act besides a civil act. So my words to you from the Ridian City organization is you remove it. And now let's continue with our show. I would like to welcome, through the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, host Joe Goldner.
Good evening, everyone. And when you get out there and you start doing really marketing stuff around, but Ridian's been around for a long time, actually. It's since I know, so it's many, many years way before the turn of the century, believe it or not. So it's out there. So and so that's a big. She's first come first servants, and it's also notarized and sorry, it's record. So if they know it, it's going to be taken down. Those two things, because we'll put the pressure on if it doesn't. But anyway, let's get to the start of the show. I'd like to welcome everybody. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. This is the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. Our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. We would like to welcome John Schneider, who actually has repositioned himself and subscribed to the set this past week, and he listened to our show and our podcast, and we'd like to welcome him again, and he'll be on in the coming weeks. We'll get that going. Also, I had a conversation today in between work with Albita King. She is going to come on the show again in the near future also, and we're working on that. So those two are very good. In fact, Albita King might have a surprise guest with her when we get this set up, so we're working on that. And so that's a big thing there, and that was trending earlier today on X. Now, before we do anything else, late this afternoon, we got word that former presidential candidate, former vice presidential candidate, former senator of Connecticut, and Newsmax contributor Joe Lieberman passed away this afternoon at 83 years old, and that's a big thing right there. He was just on Newsmax just a few days ago, and so he didn't look sick or anything, so it just happened. So again, I'm sure people on Newsmax are going to do some things for him there, because I'm pretty sure, because I got the word there. Also, we also got word this afternoon, which I couldn't make the call, is Ted Cruz invited me to a private call, but work got in the way. So that's another thing there. But Ted Cruz is going to win a state as a senator in Texas. So we would like to send our condolences to the family of the Lieberman family, and Joe Lieberman, and people on Newsmax and other places that he's been contributing, and the citizens of Connecticut and the country. And by the way, No Labels Party that he was the head of, I wonder what they're going to do now to continue. So that's another question, because Joe Lieberman's baby was the No Label Party that was running for 2024 to get some of the stuff. I wonder how that's going to work. So we'll figure that one out.
Isn't Bobby Kennedy on
that? No, Robert Kennedy Jr., I don't know if he's considered a No Labels. I know he's on the Libertarian and the and he's on the Independent line. But I'm not sure if he's a part of No Party. I'm not sure. He's
independent.
Yeah, he is an independent. He started a party because he did not like Biden.
Biden doesn't even like Biden.
Yeah. So the thing is, so we'll figure out what that is. But Robert Kennedy Jr., he picked an ultra left wing woman that is far left of everyone in the Democrat, because he's pissed off that Biden refuses to give Secret Service protection, and so he picked somebody that had donated to people like Buttigieg and to Biden and a bunch of others to be his vice president.
He's going to take Biden votes away from Biden.
Right. He did that on purpose.
If you're going to jerk on me, you ain't going to have it, boy.
What's going on is that he took somebody that actually is that will take votes away from the Democrats, and the Democrat Party is very pissed off right now at Robert Kennedy Jr. because
pissed off at MAGA, they're pissed off at us. Now they're pissed off at Bobby. Just a new additive.
Yeah. Well, you know, they feel that he's going to do what Ross Perot did Bush. He's going to do the Biden.
To Joey. Yes. Yeah. And I'm thrilled. You know what? Since Joe Biden is not going to do a debate, Bobby should come on stage with Donnie.
I don't know how they're going to work that. There is scheduled 3 debates in 2 presidential debates
Kennedy
and 1 repeat.
Be on that.
I don't know. I don't know how they're doing it at this point. It's very, very hard because we don't know. Biden doesn't want to debate.
Remember, they let Ross Perot.
Yeah,
you know?
He was good for. Yeah, what screwed Ross Perot was when he had his VP guy. If he didn't have that, he could have won that because he was doing great until he picked that Apple Sandeck.
It would have been better than Slick Willie. Yeah. That's for sure.
Mhm.
And his lesbo wife.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's a big.
Dan Arena or Donna Shalala. You know.
That was a big thing back then.
Yeah.
But
saying a third party candidate was already allowed on stage. It has precedence to it. So
right.
You can't say no.
No. What's going to happen is that if Biden doesn't want to debate, I think Trump will debate Joe Lima. Trump will be.
I'm not going to see that. Is that
going to
be like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Ghostbusters. Bobby Kennedy will debate. Trump will probably debate Bobby Kennedy at that point, and because that will screw Trump. Biden up real good.
That'll kill little Joey.
Yeah, big time.
You know, when I read that today, I didn't really know about Hunter Biden that he slept with his brother's wife and then cheated with a stripper, knocked her up, had a baby, didn't recognize. I didn't know that story.
Yeah, that was the girl that he finally recognized at the end. He owed child support to.
His son is a slut.
No, he's not a slut. He's a creep. He's a creep. That's all he is. He's a thug. He's a thug. He's a creep.
You know what? Bo Biden's wife is flawed, too.
Yeah, she's just as good. She wants to stay in the Biden name. She tastes it. Yeah, she tasted ill-gotten gains of all the Chinese monies. And I'm not talking about Chinese people. I'm talking about actual monies, the yens and stuff, that they're millions and millions of dollars that the Biden family grew. And she didn't want to leave that or lose that, so she went to the next best thing. That's all
that
is.
You can honestly, you know what the deal of life is? You can honestly make money legally.
Right. All you have to do, if you had $2 and a ticket, you could have won the $1.113 billion lotto that was the Mega Millions that won yesterday
in New
Jersey.
Is that what they said? They bought one ticket and won?
I don't know if they bought one ticket, but I'm just saying, it takes us a ticket. And it's one person that won $1.13. That comes out to about $600,000. If one lump sum somewhere around there.
The whole thing. You take the whole kut and boot and caboodle.
No,
and
if you take one lump sum, you do it now. You do that. If you're a young kid, like in the 20s or 30s, you take the annual thing for the rest of your life, become ill, and you get interest and all that stuff. You're talking more than $1.13 billion. So it depends. And then you still get, and then you got power walk today.
Hold it. Then you have another drama. You have all the grubbers.
Yes, you got everybody coming in that you don't know you had.
What?
You don't know who you got. You don't know who you got to meet relatives or friends that you never knew you had.
Yeah, hold it. You better watch out. The Bidens are coming.
Yeah, maybe. But the other thing is that if you are able to get in and buy yesterday True Social went public on the NASDAQ symbol of DJT. It was going, the IP was 49, it opened up at 73, it went close to 59, it closed today at 69, and it's making a lot of people a lot of money. It gave Trump a boost in monies, and now he has more money in his pocket than George Soros, and he's very close to Mark Cuban. And he may, and after tomorrow, he may even be ahead of Cuban money-wise. So much for poor Don. Don broke Don.
Court was very good to him.
Yeah, well, he would have had the money anyway.
Any way you look at it, it's grand theft and embezzlement, what they're doing. Because the bank's loaning the money, he paid it back, there is no crime.
No.
It's a fake civil suit, and they're taking money from him that is ill-got. And it's grand theft. It is. It's stealing. And he I guess he's got to go along with it until he then hangs them up by a rope.
Yep.
They're gonna need it. They're gonna need a soap with a rope, or they're gonna just be noosed with a rope. But that rope is definitely in play.
Definitely.
You know, and it's just, we need to have law and order in this country, people. We need the return of principles and integrity and honesty. Not bullshit, because this bullshit is over it. You know, prices are going up. We're being ripped off left and right. We're being screwed left and right. And Congress goes home. Why did they go home already? You know, they get paid to do nothing. They do nothing. They are a waste of life. The whole Capitol building, they're a waste of life.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we go back to the Trump case and stuff. You know, Trump had the hush money case that he had the other day on Monday, the trial date supposedly is April 15th, where they pick the jury. That's going to get pushed back even further back because they don't have enough time, so they're going to actually pick it up on that.
Hush money stuff goes back to Stormy Daniels.
It's got the Stormy Daniels and all that stuff, but it's going to get thrown out.
They got about Biden and Stormy Daniels and the DOJ.
Yeah, there's stuff in there too. That's all that could come out eventually, and all that. But the thing is that the money, it's going to get thrown out because they're relying on Cohen and his former attorney or despondent attorney or perjured attorney to be the chief backs of thing, and everybody, including Bragg, his own. Also is saying that he couldn't have taken the case. They had somebody from Biden's team come down and help him with to try and make it a federal case. It's going to get down the line. It's going to get thrown out anyway. But in the meantime, in a recent development, Judge Juan M. Merchan, that's the guy, that's the judge involved in this of the New York, has enacted a new restraining order barring former President Donald Trump from discussing prosecutors, jurors, witnesses involved in the ongoing Manhattan hush money trial. By the way, he's not getting order us, and we're going to expose it, and our media and everybody else is. We don't need to worry about Trump. We speak for him too, and we'll expose it if we have to. And again, it's interestingly that it has come to light that the Judge Merchant's daughter holds a history of activism aligned with the far left, knowingly sharing images portraying President Trump incarcerated. This judge has to be reclusive, so he will be kicked out. We are looking to find a way to disbar this judge. And if he tries to gag us, we have other people coming and do that same thing. And he, and just like we do with Egeron and others, he will be disbarred, and he may end up being facing charges for treason. Egeron. I don't give a care how his name is. By the way,
I read a story about the border that they were trying to get in and they were being blocked. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Texas, we're working very hard in blocking and getting rid of the stuff in Texas. In fact, they're starting to move towards Arizona, and a lot of ICE and Border Patrols are giving the governor of Arizona, the fake governor, the finger and say, go scratch, and we're going to do our job there, too, and elsewhere.
Katie Holmes. Isn't that Katie Holmes?
Yeah, it's Katie Hobbs, and she is supposed to, she should be in jail because she actually sold. That's more criminal. By the way, we actually have a little breaking news in Maricopa County. We arrested all the Democrats and all the criminals that are trying to steal the elections in November, and we already took them out, and they're already in prison or about to be in prison, and we changed the rules. You got to have a photo ID.
Are they going to get out of bail or no bail with the fake DA?
No, they're gone, they're in trouble. We got this. We got the National Guard. We got the military, and we got law enforcement going to be at every polling place. And if we catch them illegal or any illegal activities, they will be arrested. They resist. They will be eliminated. They were told that already. Also happening now, our first ballot chasing manager class to be deployed in Maricopa County. This is from Charlie Kirk and his group. With that, the team is breaking down our custom-made territory maps. Each territory was 400 to 600.
Over every worker, watching them hand ID over to them.
Okay, we got a caller on the line. Let me get the caller in here. Okay, caller. Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay, caller. Hi.
Who's this?
And what's your question? Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I want to ask you the question about the Maryland accident on the bridge. I want to ask you about that Singapore ship that hit, and damaged that
bridge?
Beautiful bridge. And, so do you think this was just accident? Or it was just a warning to United States of America?
There's several avenues that we could go on. First of all, if you saw the video with the cargo ship, it had the lights on, then the lights went off, then the lights went on, then the lights went off, there was smoke coming out. It looked like it kind of back up and stuff, almost like they lost control. But I don't know if they really did. But the way that bridge came down, they hit the bridge the way it came down, it doesn't look like it came down strictly because of the ship hitting the bridge. It looked like it came down in separate locations. Like some people are speculating that there may be explosives put up on three or four different areas of the bridge and brought it down. If you take a look at Obama's movie that he did on Netflix, it was the exact same bridge that they blew up in the exact same manner.
Francis Scott Key, and I think it has something to do with the conservatives.
Maybe, but what it did do,
banner.
but But there were a couple other things involved in it, and Eric Bowling brought up a good point. The owner of the ship, if you go to their website, the cargo, it's a famous cargo company, it's big one of the world's biggest ones, and all they care about is DEI, CRTs, and equity. And they post on that, so we don't know how the intelligence apparatus, the technical support, or the qualifications of the people that were driving that ship. If you noticed, Biden and company are blaming the bridge, not the ship, and not the driver of the ship. There's a lot.
We know that the. April 8th, there is going to be an eclipse, and we already have a lunar moon eclipse right now, 25th, and that also creates a lot of havoc in the world and earthquakes, and we have major earthquakes, 6.4 Manitoba, and we have had off the Oregon. We had 5.7 and many other earthquakes aftershock after that too. So we can see that, you know, less than 2 weeks before the most ominous sign the entire history of the United States appears above our head, a bridge named after author of the text of U.S. National Anthem has collapsed.
Right.
After a key support structure was rammed by a massive cargo vessel from Singapore. And the Star Spangled Banner is the best known national anthem on the entire planet. And it is one of the most cherished national symbols. Some have suggested that the collapse of Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore symbolized the collapse and end of America itself. But if it's true, could it be possible the destruction of this bridge was some sort of warning to America?
It could be.
You know what? I'm going to check for one moment. There was no way that cargo ship can go under that bridge, okay? It was too high. The bridge doesn't raise. It's one bridge, okay? So it was premeditated. Whatever they were going to do, they were going to do it.
Exactly.
I believe you that there was a message to be sent.
Biden comes out and says that the American government, the U.S. government, is going to pay for the whole bridge to be rebuilt. The question is, isn't there an insurance company that pays for the structure So why should U.S. taxpayers pay for it?
Because he's an idiot.
And remember, East Coast right now.
Yeah.
You know, East Coast is going to have a shortage of food and parts and a lot of things, and also Midwest. So this is, I mean, there is no ship is going to come to,
to
give the cargo.
The port in Baltimore port is closed right now, and there's going to be a shortage of supplies in that area.
Very bad.
Yeah, and you want to know something else? Biden said today that he used to travel either by car or train on that bridge, except for one major thing. There was no tracks on that bridge. There was no train going on the bridge. So he lied once again.
No, I think he had a little bit.
Said that it was racist, that the bridge is racist. Want to figure that one out? They're nuts. Every other week a train is derailing, and now they're going after the bridges.
They're trying to keep Biden
off the front page. And he says, and their agenda 21, they're about genocide, these people. They don't give two rats ass about it. Okay.
Absolutely.
And they're just trying every which way, and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of Trump. News, you're not getting rid of Trump. He's going to be the president, and he's going to handle all of you.
He just passed George Soros in his net worth He has more money than Soros now, and he is closing in on Mark Cuban. Trump, in the last 2 days, went, value of his personal values went up all the way up to $7.5 billion in a matter of 2 days, thanks to True Social, which is the NASDAQ symbol is DTJ, TJT.
Right. And James Carville came out on the news saying, well work, right, Joseph? Meaning,
yes.
Meaning they want to assassinate Trump. If they can't destroy him, which they can't, they're going to try to assassinate him.
He's very well covered and protected, so we'll see where it goes. He's got a rally in Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, on the 2nd.
Okay.
I mean, right now, Belarus, just puts all their tanks and all their soldiers 10 miles to Lithuania. So it's very possibility that Belarus is going to attack Poland and Lithuania, because there is a place in that area called, I think, Kaliningrad. So there it has a strategic
They're expanding the war in Ukraine then, in that area.
Right. And we have, from every direction, we have been attacked. Over there is going to be massive, what happened in Moscow for Korkos Theater over there.
Not too many people realize it, but Moscow, Russia, have been in war with Chechnya for years. We have problems with radical Islam. They have it worse in a lot of ways there, radical Islam. So, even before Afghanistan, don't forget they were in Afghanistan before we were, and they got pulled out. That's how you got Al-Qaeda came about. So that's amazing stuff right there. But, it's getting very dangerous. And that's why...
And also Iran. Ayatollahs and also Netanyahu. I mean, Netanyahu is ready to attack Iran with
F-35. Well, he has no choice.
They have no choice.
And that war, in order to see what happens over there, is that in order to see, they can get rid of Hamas. But they get to Rafah, they'll get rid of Hamas, they get to all that. But they don't forget, we also found 1,000 Islamic terrorists or Hamas terrorists inside a hospital in that area that they rescued earlier.
Shafa Hospital. And they're trying to get rid of them. And also Hezbollah is the next in the line. And Iran. Between them,
After Hezbollah, they have to take care of Iran. That'll be next.
Yes, absolutely.
Iran
attack, not the people of Iran. People of Iran love everybody. The Ayatollahs. We always have I know it's very hard sometimes to replace the board, but we have to say they are going to attack Ayatollahs, because Iranian people are innocent. Iranian people themselves, they are hostages. It's like 1984 in Iran.
Yes.
And Iranian people themselves are the hostages of the same PLO, because Ayatollah Khomeini or Khamenei, which is right now in charge, all of them was trained in Gaza before, and people don't know that. I mean, we know that now, of course. But the question is, these people occupy the Iran for 45 years plus, and so Iranians themselves we ask Israel, we ask United States and any other third country, please help Iran. Please, with the drones, just drop the ammunition, and so Iranian people can fight and take care of these bastards. But unfortunately, You know, we have done this in other countries. I think it was Yugoslavia that we went with the drones and we dropped, you know, ammunition for the people, and the people took care of the guy.
Okay, I'm going to hold you up a second. You're right. We got another caller, so I wanted to get that caller in and see if he could join the round table, so to speak. So hold on a second, okay?
Okay, sir. No problem.
Okay, hold on. 404, what's your question?
Oh, my name is Patrick. I didn't have a question.
Okay.
I think in regards to what the... My name is Patrick.
Go ahead. Okay. Do you want to join in the conversation? Go ahead.
Sure. In regards to what the caller was saying,
Mike.
I think that the American public is... Mike. I think the American public is full aware of the history of Palestine and Israel, because if you're born in the United States, you're indoctrinated with that. That's part of the American fabric. The Middle East, the Palestinian Liberation Army. And you're talking about the guy that seems like he's going to live forever, Benjamin Netanyahu. He goes back to Kissinger in the Nixon administration. So this whole thing goes back, man. And if you've been living in the United States for the last 40, 50, 60 years, you're well aware of what goes on in the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East, how it affects other regions such as India, the Ukraine, Russia, that whole conflict. And it's just an ongoing geopolitical maneuvering, which is all economically based. It's all based on money. That's all it is, money and resources. Because, Russia had the gas pipeline that they were trying, that was going from Central Europe, which was supposed to go all the way deep in Russia, into Moscow, which had to go through the Ukraine. All this stuff is tied together. Only thing I have to add, it's all tied together. It's
mm-hmm.
not a mystery.
Okay, couple of things. The pipeline under Trump, that pipeline was supposed to be not built. The point was he blocked the pipeline and he got us energy independent in this country, and Europe was about to start buying oil and natural gas from us, which will free up Europe from Russia. But Biden reversed that, and then they finally blew up the pipeline anyway over there. But while doing that, he made us depending on others. So we got, that's why the economy went skyrocket. It was screwed up with the economy. We had the inflation and everything else. As soon as he cut, made us got rid of the pipelines, got rid of Vanwa and stuff like that, and took out everything that Trump did, that's what started the inflation, and that's what started the problems over there. And he gave in to Russia, but that finally got blew up. As far as Bibi Netanyahu, you're right, he's been around for many years. Don't forget, it was the only person that was killed in Entebbe was his brother. You know, and so he's been around since then, and this goes back to Idi Amin Dada and Uganda and all that other stuff. So,
he goes back forever. He goes back to the 70s.
But he knows what's going on, and he's got the right plan. He's not listening to Biden, which is the right thing to do. And Biden's been wrong on foreign policy since he was born. But as far as Netanyahu, the best way to protect the citizens of Israel is to wipe out Hamas off the face of the planet, and then go to Hezbollah, and then go to Iran. to get rid of the snake. And then you got to get rid of Obama and Biden, too, because they're all part of the snake.
I got a question. Yes, where is Palestine?
Okay, Palestine, you see, long time ago, you know, people were Jewish, people were Christians. They living among each other in peace and love, you know, in that area. But what happened at one point, you know, when Islam came, and so some people become, you know, converted to Islam. And whether by
that didn't happen until like 800 BC, something like that.
Right. And then what happened then? You know, kind of, at that time, and then later by later they say, oh, this is my place, until United Nations bought it. United Nations in 1934, if or a little bit up and down. In that range,
League of Nations,
you know,
in 34 is the League of Nations. The United Nations didn't start until really 1945,
right,
after
League
World
of
War
Nations.
II.
Yeah, League of Nations.
That is correct.
I think it was United Nations, actually. So it was maybe 1967.
No.
More
he
1960.
He was right. It was League of Nations. It was the League of Nations.
Anyway, they bought it, and they said, okay, Jewish people can come here and live in peace and harmony among everybody else. But when they came, then they said, oh, you are Jewish. You know, they become kind of jealous of Jewish people because they have the top-notch doctors. If your doctor is from a Jew, is Israel or Jewish, you are in good hands with them around the globe. You will not have anything you want. They will work with you and they take care of it for you. You want the best surgeon? Israeli. But anyway, regardless of that, people, you know, then they kind of said, no, you cannot live among us. Why? Why not? I mean, this is our area. This was allowed to us. So kind of since that time, there has been lots of wars between them. And there was so much killing. So it's never going to stop until Mr. Netanyahu took the action finally and, you know, say, hey, we have given you so many chances. We give you so many, you know, Palestinians, they get UBI checks. Universal Basic Income from Israel, and they get a lot of goodies, all the money that United States sent to them, but maybe some of them not received to them, but it's not the fault of Israel, you know, because it goes to their leaders that are in Middle East right now, and so therefore, people are poor in that area, Gaza and the other side of it. And so people always jealous. They say, how come the other side is people are rich and people are doing great jobs. They are scientists and etc. And we are sitting on the dock. Well, it's the fault of the stupid, dumb-ass leaders. So instead of they go after the stupid, dumb-ass leaders, then they go after Israeli on October 7th it was their 911 to me and to many people around the globe. It was their 911. So we sympathy with Israel, and we have sent just last week 3,000 tanks to Israel. If you don't know that, you Google it and you will see the information. But the question is, there is a big war that's coming, you know, from every direction, from North Korea to South Korea, China to Taiwan is very nasty right now. I mean, sometimes the problem can be solved easily. They say to Russia, go ahead, take Ukraine. China, go take Taiwan, and attack on Ayatollahs will be happening. So sometimes problems can be solved this way. You know, they say, okay, you know, but otherwise...
Well, that's what that Biden would do that because that's what he cares about. He don't give a damn because, first of all, Biden will allow China to attack Taiwan and he won't do much of anything because he's in the pocket
people
of China.
People
hear
that from USA to him. It's China, it's I want the USA and you say, sure, take it.
Yeah,
to answer the lady's question, Palestine is actually the same Israel. It's the same landmass. There's
except
no difference.
For one thing, Israel's been there since the beginning of time. Palestine, a name of Palestine, has been named about 800 BC,
and really is not.
They're both fighting on the same property for their own.
And on the same. Yes, I
is
was
that
just
what
answering
said?
Her question. It's the
Why
same landmass.
Why can't they live in harmony?
Because the government won't allow it to happen.
Why not?
The government
why can't
won't
people
allow
live
it.
In
they
peace
won't
in harmony? Why can't they
but
be?
The government won't allow it.
Why is it not going to happen?
Scarlett, it's not going to happen.
Just,
the reason why it's not going to happen
they
is
don't
because.
Live.
Islam won't allow it.
People are important. The rest is such bullshit.
British Empire, they won't let it happen, my friends. British Empire is the key point. British Empire divided.
Everybody can pray and worship in the same space and stop stepping on each other's toes.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Because British Empire wants United States. British Empire wants to enslave the people of United States. And we take the bait from them, then we are screwed. I mean, we must put our differences. You know, we have to have a dialogue with each other, friendly, with love. God is love. And we touch it. And anytime that I see that, you know, anybody talks about
If you want peace in that area, in fact, if you want peace in the world, November is going to be very big because you have to get rid of Biden. That's number one. If you want peace in the world, you need a strong leader. Biden is not. He's weak. He's compromised, first of all, because he has got his hands in everybody's pocket, everyone's hands are in his pocket. And number two is he's not smart enough. To do that,
Obama, Soros, and Jill Biden is overseeing him because Biden has dementia. You could see it.
The thing is that they don't have the money.
I definitely see it.
I would keep Biden any day of the week over Kamala because she is a tout.
But remember, please remember, who runs the U.S. government?
Barack Obama.
Kamala Harris is the president of the United States.
Okay.
He is
Barack Obama runs this government.
Okay.
You can see it's his third term. You can see it.
Okay, everyone, we got just a few more minutes. I'd like to give everybody a chance to sum up what they want to say. Who wants to go first? Because we're running out of time.
Mike, is okay.
I'll go first.
I want just to say we have to understand that British Empire is messed up Iran and brought Ayatollah. And British Empire already owns Iran for 45 years, and the people of Iran suffer. Anything is going to
happen
to the United States.
It's not
going to
happen.
If we do not,
Charles
if we take the bait of
cancer,
the British Empire.
And William will be
Scott, let Mike finish.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate. But you know, we don't need to take the division that they put into United States by the British Empire, religion, class, warfare, and everything you say divide us, and they want to conquer us. We should tell the British Empire go to the hell. We Americans are much better than that, and we Americans understand what happens to other countries. We get the lessons from other countries, and we will not fall for the bait. That means if they want us to go to Civil War II, Civil War II is on American way. So anybody who talks about Civil War II is not American. Go ahead, please.
Okay, next. Great
conversation. Thank you for taking my call. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay, and you can come on anytime. We are on every Sunday at 7 and every Wednesday at 8 p.m., so you can always call in, okay? So thank you.
Sounds good. You're most welcome.
Okay. All right, Scarlett, go ahead.
Okay, I agree with him. The British Empire is under attack by Islam. But Charles is sick with cancer, and I believe he will die, and I believe William will become the king. And William is different. He's more like Elizabeth, okay? And I don't know about Kate. She's sick, so we'll leave it at that. But I didn't know about Palestine. It was Palestine before it became Israel. So
actually, it was Israel. It was always Israel.
Just share it. It's not going to happen.
It's first of all,
decent harmony. It's stupid.
It's not going to be that way because Islam. You got to understand Islam. You got to understand what Islam is all about and the Muslims.
Islam
and you're not going to do that.
It's a hateful. I forgot the word. It's not a religion.
It's a sect. Yeah, it's a combination of things. You can't separate three items. It's political, military, and religion. And you can't separate the three in the Quran.
You can't. It's not religion. You can't be militant in a religion. You can't.
Right.
Because religion's about peace and love and honor. Okay, so that's ridiculous. Okay, so. Hold it. The Chinese can build land. Why don't they just go build their land in the water and fuck them? Make it Palestine, go fucking land there and live there. Why is that not a problem?
Anyway,
this is Scarlett Butler saying, I will be back on Sunday. Yay.
He sees the Sunday,
God
people.
God bless America. What?
Sunday's Easter Sunday, don't forget.
I'll bring my bunny and little chicken.
Okay. It's God.
We appreciate the panel, and we appreciate every caller as well, too. And thank you for, different diversity.
Welcome. Thank you for the conversation.
Clashes of opinion, the real truth shall come out. Thank you so much.
Always.
Okay. Always.
This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America, God bless Israel, and everybody have a great week. And yes, I will wish you a happy Easter on Easter. Fine.
Yes, happy Easter to everybody, too.
Happy Easter. Also, just letting everybody know that thanks to being number one on computerized radio, on radio, we're not controlled by the FCC. So we could actually speak up any kind of language we can, but I will keep the language down a little bit from now on because, some of our listeners might have virgin ears and they may not like it. But we are amongst 130 nations plus that listen to us. I want to thank everybody, Mike, John, and Scarlett, and the people in the chat room.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. It's very entertaining, and the conversation about the Middle East and everything, that's going to be going for, that's been a topic for thousands of years. It's going to continue to be that way for thousands more years. And as far as China and Iran, China and Taiwan, If China's going to go after Taiwan, they have to do it in the next few months, because when Trump gets in, they're not going to do it, and Trump is going to win. His popularity is at, and his money, he has more money
but
now,
remember,
than George Soros.
Yeah, remember, please, all the nuclear forces of United States of America is on a state of high alert, and doomsday plane, and many of the planes for the nuclear forces are patrolling, and they're ready for in case if silos did not, activate, they can activate it through their system when on the air. So World War III any moment may happen very soon, because of all the complexity that between the world. I mean, we saw Moscow, we saw Baltimore. I mean, a lot of events are happening. We saw Palestine, Ohio, what has happened. I mean, those are all are prelude to the World War III, but peace is construction, war is destruction. And we have to know that destruction is part of construction.
Okay, I want to thank you, because you got shut down. I want to thank you so much for your support, for everything, for the conversation. That's very highlighting. I want to thank you again, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, see you on, everyone. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody on the radio. We'll see you on the Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And thank you again, and have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Sunday evening.